Saxophonist Carl Bartlett Jr., born to a musical family in Queens, New York, began playing clarinet, trumpet, and piano at an early age, settled on saxophone, and now is one of the fastest-growing saxophone players here in the New York area. And he is our guest tonight on the New York Tonight Show. Hello, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, it is so good to have you on, man, and congratulations on your recent success. It's one of those things, I think, where it took you like 5 years to become like an overnight success, you know, playing all the crummy places. Now you're getting into some of the better places. Now you're a young guy.
Right.
How did you settle on the saxophone? Looks like you gave a shot to a few other type of instruments, and you did settle on the sax.
Right, correct. I gave a shot to clarinet, trumpet, piano, actually. But my father actually plays saxophone. He plays alto and tenor saxophone. So when I was, let's see, about 11 years old and I was in junior high school, you know, we had a choice to pick out instruments. And I said, you know, my father plays a mean saxophone. That's the instrument that I would like to do. So the rest is history.
And it does make you the coolest guy in the group, too, you know?
Absolutely.
I sometimes will interview people who play, you know, kind of like offbeat instruments, accordion or bass or harmonica.
Right.
And I have to ask, you know, why did you settle on that instrument?
Right.
Saxophone, again, it's like in rock, you know, the guitar players, the big man on stage in jazz, the saxophonist.
Yes.
Now, to keep peace in the family, we're going to talk about influences. After your dad,
Right.
Who are some of the major influences that you listened to as a kid that got you into the sax?
Okay, so that would have to be, the reason why I started playing jazz is because on Christmas Day of 1996, my uncle played for me an album by the Brecker brothers, of course, Michael Brecker, tenor saxophonist, and Randy Brecker, trumpeter, and I think it was New York City album, and so that was the initial start that I got. I heard Michael and Randy Brecker, and then from there, I got into, of course, Charlie Parker, one of the greatest jazz musicians ever to live,
mm-hmm.
Sonny Stitt, John Coltrane, Joshua Redman, and James Carter, and, you know, now Walt Weisskopf, Jerry Borgonzi. So, you know, just a lot of fantastic, fantastic musicians overall.
Now, you listen to a guy like Charlie Parker. Again, I've talked to guitarists, and I ask them the question. You know, you're starting off playing guitar, you hear a guy like Joe Pass, or if you're a pianist and you hear somebody like Art Tatum playing, say you're a saxophonist, a young guy, you're listening to a John Coltrane who has amazing technique. What do you think to yourself? Do you think, gee, I could do that? Or do you think, well, maybe I'll never get to that level, but I can do what I can do?
Right. Well, it's definitely not. I never think I can get to that level, but it's more along the lines of it's just complete inspiration. At least when I, you know, heard guys like Charlie Parker and Sonny Stitt and John Coltrane, that, you know, being so young, maybe around 14, 15 when I first heard Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. So the thought that went to my mind was, not will I ever be able to do that, but just being so inspired, you know, so inspired to pick up the saxophone and to create some beautiful music.
Well, like Coltrane and like Charlie Parker, you do write your own music. Most of the stuff on the album Hopeful is original pieces. Do you actually notate it yourself, or do you play it and you have somebody else write the music down for you?
All me.
Well, you did graduate from Manhattan School of Music here in the city, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, you went all the way through. You got your bachelor's degree in jazz performance. I'm reading your bio here. After you left, you did play with some pretty big names on the road, it looks like.
Right. I played with, you know, I'll even take it outside of the jazz realm for a minute. I played with the Mighty Dells,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then back in, you know, also Andy Montañez, Johnny Pacheco, inside the jazz realm, Roy Ayers. I think I did a day or two with Antonio Hart, who was my former instructor at Queens College. And, you know, I see Lonnie Liston Smith. So, just, you know, really, really fantastic musicians, and it was a great experience.
Now, going to college, okay, you're getting your formal education at college, and you're going out with a guy like Roy Ayers, or I think you played with Winton a time or two as well, correct?
Right, absolutely.
A different type of education altogether from the education you got at college, I guess.
Correct. No doubt, because, you know, the bandstand, that is, that's real time. Real time, you know, everything that you study, everything that you may conjure up and or even in some cases dream up, you know, it all has to go, you know, it all has to crystallize for that performance in real time on that stage right then and there. So it's always an education, a very fun one at that.
Well, Hopeful, which came out in 2011, it turned out to be a major success. It received national, international airplay. We were on it immediately here at Pure Jazz Radio.
Yes, Jonah, thank you for that.
read some very nice things in some very fine magazine. Jazz Is Magazine liked it. Jazz Inside Magazine, All About Jazz, Audiophile, Audition, The Aquarian Weekly. Anything else on the horizon as far as recorded music?
Well, yes, I mean, absolutely, because, you know, we have to keep it going. It's been about, I think, three years and change now, obviously, about three and a half years. So I would probably, and I don't like to do this very often, but, you know, maybe we'll target tail end of 2015 for the sophomore album. So we'll give that a go.
A self-produced endeavor, or are you signing up with anybody?
Maybe, you know, that's all. I have to just really sit down and think about everything, but that is still up in the air.
Excellent. Very good. Now, you're playing some of the better places in the city. You were at Kitano not too long ago. After playing smaller clubs, and we're not going to mention any of the smaller clubs. I don't want to diminish any of the places in the city, but after playing smaller clubs with smaller crowds and maybe not as nice a place, playing a place like Kitano has got to be a big kick for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, and we actually, the first time we performed at Kitano was, I think, 2011, you know, so that was probably about 6 months after the album came out, and that's when they were on the, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful venue. That's when they were on the second floor, and now a few years ago they moved to the main, you know, the main floor. And, you know, just a really great experience, you know, playing for just people who really enjoy the music. And, you know, we love, you know, the musicians love giving them the unexpected, you know, just when they think, you know, they might hear something, we push the envelope a little bit. And that's really just, you know, really a joy playing to enthusiastic audiences, you know, pretty much no matter where you play.
What we're going to do is we're going to play the cut Release. That's another original piece?
Original, for sure. Bossa Nova.
Thank you. At Pure Jazz Radio, New York Tonight, sound of Carl Bartlett Jr., cut from his album Hopeful. That's called Release. A little samba thing going on there, huh, Carl?
That's right, absolutely.
Carl Bartlett, our guest tonight on the New York Tonight Show. So now we were talking about the album Hopeful. How can people get that album if they want to lay their hands on it?
Sure. Well, Hopeful is available on CD Baby in physical format, as well as iTunes and Amazon.
Let's talk about what is coming up in, say, the next couple of months as far as gigs around the city. You doing any traveling, or you hanging around the city mostly?
Traveling would be, I guess, just for pleasure, but in terms of performances, we are going to be right here in New York City. And in December, I think it's December 20th, we always like to end the year, and we will be ending the year at a excellent club in Brooklyn, Sister's Place, right in Brooklyn. So that's, I think, December 20th. And in a few weeks, we'll be at Garage Restaurant and Cafe in Manhattan. And we're getting 2015 set up. It's looking very good. And, you know, we should release probably something, the schedule in late November for the beginning part of 2015. So it's looking good.
Excellent. Well, you know, you can always get the information over here. We'll put it on our website, on our Jazz Scene. And Of course, we're waiting with bated breath for the sophomore album, which will be coming out sometime in 2015. Not to put any pressure on you, Carl, but we would like to see a new album. And, of course, as soon as you get it out, we'll have it on the air here at Pure Jazz Radio.
I appreciate that, and it will be coming out, and I'm waiting with bated breath myself.
You have the bated breath, and you have all the heavy lifting to do, too. I just have the bated breath over here waiting for the CD to come in. Hey, man, it's been a kick having you on the show tonight.
Rich, I really appreciate this. I'd just like to just give a huge thank you to all of our fans, my family, my friends, for all the support through the years, even before Hopeful released, but especially since Hopeful released. And, you know, I was just talking to someone the other day about this, is that in 3.5 years since the release of Hopeful, just the numbers and the enthusiasm, the people at our shows, you know, we sell out performances like on the regular, and it's just really remarkable. I really thank, you know, the general public, you know, the fan base, my friends and my family, and we're gonna keep it coming for you all. It's great music.
Well, we appreciate it, and again, it was great seeing you the other day at the Queen's Botanical Gardens. Your
I thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, your enthusiasm for the music and your terrific personality. You're not one of these guys who turns his back on the audience. He plays for the audience. Just general knowledge of the music. They had a little Q&A session there, and you kind of showed off your depth of knowledge for what you're actually doing up there, which was nice. It was really, really refreshing to see somebody with that kind of enthusiasm on stage, and we wish you, of course, the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Our guest tonight on the New York Tonight Show, saxophonist Carl Bartlett Jr.